The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
And it's draft day, bitches. And there's all kinds of rumors flowing around. So let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Our man Nick Sciarra filling in today. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at the producer Nick. You can also text the show, you know the number for that. And it's a Thursday, and we actually have some kind of sports to talk about, because it's draft day. Not Kevin Costner style, hopefully, but, I mean, it could be if Bill O'Brien decides
to get involved. Yeah, he's going to trade away everything he's got, and then trade back more to get it back.
Yeah, he'll trade Deshaun Watson to get all his picks back. I want this team's future back.
That's right.
You suck too.
You suck too.
Oh, what the hell's going on, man? I'm fired up about this. This may be the last sporting event we ever get to cover, so we might as well have fun with it.
That's it, huh? It's all over for us.
Well, I mean, who knows the way things are going, but. Man, have you noticed how freaking awesome the weather has been since this thing started?
I mean, it's been pretty nice lately, certainly.
Yeah, I mean, it's so strange. It's like today was great, too. A little windy, but just beautiful days we're having, at least. So we got that going for us.
Yeah, it's been nice. It's warmed up a little bit. So, last week was about perfect. I mean, it was cool, but sunny. I mean, those are the weeks that we get about two of them a year in Texas, in Houston. It's starting to feel like what late April usually feels like, which is early summer. But it's still nice. It's not disgusting. It's not brutal to be out there in it.
Yeah. Well, take advantage of it while we can. Just wear your masks. So, man, I spent some time this morning watching NFL Network and their draft preview coverage. And the really weird-looking guy on Good Morning Football had something that I was kind of like, okay. He had Tua slipping all the way to 16 to Jacksonville.
You know, I've seen different opinions. There's some people that think Tua is going to be the guy that tumbles, a la Aaron Rodgers. And then there's some people who think that it's going to be Justin Herbert. I think it's just a matter of what I have come around on is I don't think that there's going to be all three of them taken in the first 6-7 picks. So I do think that there is a little bit of a there's going to be a tumble for one of them.
So, yeah, and that somebody has to fall then. It's not going to be Jose Burrow. We know he's going number one.
He's going number one. And apparently, I saw that, like, there are teams, the Dolphins in particular, have been offering. And think about that. The Dolphins have three first-round picks. You know one of the ones that they're offering to the Bengals is the fifth pick. And the Bengals are like, nope, we're not doing it. I mean, they are – and I think a lot of it – could be there's pressure on them from their fan base to take Burrow at this point. But, boy, if you're giving me Tua and another first-round pick, which it's probably Tua, another first-round pick plus, realistically, Right. Boy, you'd have a hard time getting me to pass on that deal. But clearly there's a lot of pressure from Bengals fans to take Joe Burrow.
Well, the other intriguing thing, and I think the Dolphins are the ones I'm most curious about, because I don't know if you saw this rumor, but they are trying to get the third pick from the Lions and keep the fifth pick in order to try to get both of those to Cincinnati.
Now what? Hold on. Tell me again.
So they're trying to get the Lions pick at number 3 without giving up the number 5 pick, and then use those two to get to Cincinnati for number 1 overall.
Oh boy! And is Cincinnati still saying that?
I mean, Cincinnati's still saying that they're not trading the pick, but if you come to them with number 3, number 5, and another number 1,
yeah.
I mean, I couldn't say no to that.
You'd be foolish to pass that up, I think.
I think the only
reason you pass that up is if you think that Joe Burrow is Patrick Mahomes. And, like, he is a 100% franchise-changing lock. And nobody knew that about Patrick Mahomes at the time. I'm saying you have to feel that way today. That, you know, I shouldn't say Patrick Mahomes. I'll do a better version, because these are the guys that no NFL scouts were saying, I don't know about this guy. You've got to think that Joe Burrow is either Peyton Manning or Andrew Luck, like a can't-miss, surefire franchise quarterback at the number one pick. And I'll be honest, I don't see that in Joe Burrow. And I don't know a lot of people who do that aren't LSU fans or at this point Bengals fans. That said, I think the Bengals would be fools to pass up on that offer. I also think the Dolphins would be fools to make that offer. So there's a fool in the room, is what I'm telling you. Maybe more.
Yeah, I like Joe Burrow. I think he's going to be a good pro. But if you're thinking he's a future Hall of Famer, I don't know, man. And especially when you go and look at all the guys on that team that are going to be drafted high this year and next year, he had so much around him. And yeah, he made the whole thing work. He was terrific. But you got a running back that's probably going in the second round. You got a wide receiver who's going in the first round. I mean, they had a really good offensive line. I mean, that was just an epic team. And, you know, they kind of reminded me of that Miami team. Well, who was the quarterback of that Miami team who was really good? He wasn't much of a pro. And I think he's better than that. But, I mean, I have my concerns, just because whenever a guy's got that much around him, you know, that usually doesn't translate. He's never going to walk on the field again and have the best talent on the field around him like he did at LSU.
Right. And we've said this before. There has to be a system in place for Joe Burrow. He's not a plug and play anywhere. This is a guy who's going to take building an offense around him. You're going to have to do things one particular way. I don't think he's a guy that you can just say, okay, like Andrew Luck was. Andrew Luck was a guy, whatever offense you needed Andrew Luck to play, I think Andrew Luck could have played. And I think that's sort of the difference between a guy like him, a can't-miss guy, and a guy like Joe Burrow, who I think is, I mean, I hate to say system quarterback, because realistically everybody's a system quarterback. Everybody's going to fit into a certain system. But I think I don't know that the Bengals, what they've been doing, fits Joe Burrow. They're going to have to make an adjustment. Whoever drafts him is going to have to change what their offense looks like to fit Joe Burrow. Unless it's Carolina.
Right, where he's just going to go right into what he was doing. But I don't see that happening. I mean, I think one way or another, he's either going to the Bengals or somebody's going to blow their head off with a trade offer. And, you know, he's going number one. And, I mean, I don't see the gap there. I mean, I think I would rather have more assets and, you know, try to draft some, because especially get a wide receiver for my new quarterback. I think I'd rather have Tua or Herbert and another high pick if I could get it. And if I were the Bengals, but, you know, I kind of get what they're going through. We were joking about the draft day thing. This feels like the owner of the Browns in the movie basically saying he wanted the Bo Callahan. So,
yeah.
You know, and
I can't believe you
remember. But for
the
such
name,
a bad movie,
Bo
that
Callahan.
Thing, that, for such a bad movie, that thing's turned out to be pretty prophetic.
Yeah. Well, listen, obviously, what we assume at this point that Joe Burrow is going to be number one, and at the end of the day, the Bengals will likely, and honestly, the Bengals and the Dolphins will likely never admit what was offered for him. I mean, and if they do, it's going to be way down the road. Because either way, a team, they're taking a big risk. If the deal doesn't go down, a team takes just as big of a risk letting people know what the deal would have been as they would had they actually taken the deal. because if Joe Burrow absolutely stinks and it comes out, you know, 2 years later that the Dolphins offered two firsts and a second for Joe Burrow, people are going to lose their mind. And so it's you take a chance either way if it ever does come out.
850 said SVP had an interesting stat. 8 Hall of Famers have been selected immediately after the Bengals pick. I don't know if that's true, but it's great if it is.
That is pretty funny. Chase Young is very, very special. I believe that. I think he's like a, you know, I'm not one of these guys who's like, oh, he's the next Reggie White, but I think he looks every bit as good as you know, Jadeveon Clowney or Mario Williams did. At the top of a draft for a pass rusher. And if you get Mario Williams with the second pick in the draft, I know people around here will say they're not happy, but the reality is you're probably pretty happy.
Well, I think if you're drafting any Ohio State defensive end these days, you're coming out okay.
It's worked out lately, hasn't it?
Yeah. And, I mean, he was every bit as good as the Boses in college, so I can't see why he wouldn't be a really good player for a long time. Speaking of rumors, your beloved Falcons trying to trade up to the number 2 spot.
I saw that too. They want Chase Young. And boy, that'd make a big difference for them too. So listen, there's a lot of moving parts, and that's really the most interesting thing about this draft is who's going to jump up and make noise. I don't know that there's a lot of guys in this draft outside of Tua who are, you know, like, guy, they're not guys who people are, oh, where's he going to go? Who could possibly take him? Because that's going to make them an instant, a different looking team instantly. I think there's a lot of guys that are, you know, solid players, but I think the interesting thing is who are going to be the guys who are making big moves to make the splashes. And yeah, that's part of what gets me excited about the draft tonight.
And I think there are 4 or 5 guys here. And obviously quarterbacks are going to have the biggest impact, but you know, you got a guy like Simmons and you got Chase Young. I mean, there's going to be some, and maybe one of these receivers, Jerry Jeudy, I don't know, but there's going to be some players who turn out to be real big impact players. And then there'll be some guys that we thought were going to be great. That'll be busts, which is why it's going to be fun. And I'll just also point out that you can listen to the draft as soon as we're off the air here at 6 o'clock. How about that?
Sounds great.
Yeah, some program director set that up. That's
not me.
Good.
It's another guy.
713-780.
It's the new guy coming in after me. The guy that's replacing me.
Oh, okay. I hadn't been informed about that. So, but I'm out of the loop. I've been sitting at home doing my little sport. Well, thanks for letting me know.
Yeah.
But I wanted to mention one more time that I did get the sequel to Jesus Done. It is available, and if you can't afford it, don't worry about it. Just send me an email saying, hey, I want the novel. I'll send it to you free of charge. I'll put the PayPal stuff on there and let you know how you can. I'm asking for $15 for those of you who can, and if you can't, don't worry about it. I'm not keeping track of who's paying for it and who's not, so... I had a friend of mine say he was too embarrassed to ask, and it's like, don't be. If you need something to read, it's yours. I mean, and pretty good response to it yesterday, and already 2 people have finished it. 1 loved it, 1 hated it, so that's a good
all start. Right.
50-50. but yeah, so that's all you have to do is email me, fower975@gmail.com, and after the show I'll get it to you. It's not going to happen during the show.
Yeah, you're busy right now.
All right, Is my man Lawyer Dave there? Okay, well, I'll have to tell you about him. Because he's probably working on a case, because that's what he does. And he wins. That's all he does. And listen, if you've been in any kind of accident, car, 18-wheeler, industrial, workplace, slip and fall, Lawyer Dave is going to take care of you. If you wind up having to go to the hospital over this and you get mistreated there, he's going to take care of you. And he practices everywhere in the state of Texas. So even if you're over in the Golden Triangle, he's your guy. Doesn't charge a dime for his consultations. So if you have any legal question, you can call him. And if he can't handle it for you and he thinks you have a case, well, he'll be happy to point you to somebody who can help you. And he doesn't get paid a dime until you win. So even if you need medical attention because of what happened, you don't pay for any of that until you win. It's that simple. Based here in Houston, you can get him at 713-626-8900 or on Twitter at LawyerDaveLaw or LawyerDave.com. Or as a lot of guys do, if you just need Lawyer Dave's number, you can always hit me up on Twitter or send me an email, and I am happy to put you in contact. 713-626-8900. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
This is The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Tune into NFL draft coverage on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Rexel. Coverage begins today at 6, continues Friday at 5, and Saturday at noon. Visit RexelUSA.com to learn more about their services. So, going to be a fun night, man. I'm stoked about this. I can't believe that I spent time watching NFL Network today. It's like the first time in forever.
Must be nice being rich and having NFL Network.
Well, now that Better Call Saul's over, that's about to end.
I'm actually, I don't even know if I'll be able to watch the draft. I may have to watch it on. I'd assume it'd be on ESPN Plus, right?
I would think so. Yeah.
If not, I'll just have to tune in to the radio.
I know a great place you can listen to it.
That's right.
So, did you see this thing that Chris tweeted us?
I did not.
Houston wants to trade into the first round. Shocker.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
let's get
what. Tell me the asset that they have that would allow them to move up.
Sure they'll just trade more first round picks.
Right? And if he does do that, if he trades more first round picks, like future first round picks, to move up, doesn't that tell you that he's terrified and he realizes he's kind of backed himself into a corner? Like he's got to figure it out.
Well, I do think he's a little bit terrified now of that.
There's got to be a lot of pressure. Even though obviously we say he's got immunity, which it does feel like he's got immunity. I mean, how much can you really mess up before people start to look at you and go, dude, are you kidding? Like, what's going on here? And I think we may be at that point with him.
somebody brought up a good point. We missed the eating challenge finale yesterday.
Was it on Tuesday? Was yesterday Tuesday?
No, yesterday was Wednesday.
Was that the finals yesterday? Damn it.
Oh.
Well, I know what I'll be doing during the next break. Don't spoil
exactly,
it for me.
But
don't spoil. I'm turning off Twitter right now. I won't hear of it.
Oh man, but I think it's got to be a panic move, right? And what would you be trading up for? I mean, I know you need an edge rusher, but
Chase Young. They're going to trade their next four first round picks to move up to number one.
Well, they don't have one next year, so it's going to have to be the 4 years after.
That's okay.
That.
No worries.
Oh, man.
He'll be long gone by the time they have to pick those, so it's not his problem.
A couple people were asking where to get the original novel. It's on just go to JesusTheNovel.com, and I'll be happy to, like I said, once you're done and want to read the sequel, I'll be happy to send it to you. And whether you can pay or not, doesn't really matter. Also, don't forget we're having another charity poker tournament Saturday. Don't know if I'm playing. Probably not, because I've got to kind of keep an eye on the draft and the Texans.
Yeah, but I'm a lock to not play.
I did play a little cash last night with the Poker Bros guys.
How'd that work out for you?
I did well. I went to play until like 1 in the morning. And I don't remember what I bought in for, but it's probably around 100, but I cashed out over 300. So I didn't cash out. I left it in there because I'm going to keep playing. But so pretty good night, you know. And for not getting I didn't really get any hands. I just basically just little tip to some of the guys who are playing. They play so aggressively pre-flop and so passively post-flop that, you know, you can do some damage even without great cards.
So. I won the Nooner free roll today for a whopping $0. I took down a massive, massive field of 18 players. And I'm the true champion, we must say.
I thought about playing the $10 one at noon today, but I wound up having some stuff to do work-wise, believe it or not.
Although, see, for me, the work thing, like, I can play the free rolls while I'm working, because if I get, you know, because I'm on my computer anyway, if I get jammed up doing something and I miss a hand, whatever, I just come back later and click I'm back, which I'm probably annoying to some people, but I don't really care about that. But one of the things I noticed, you were talking about post-flop play. What I've found a lot of success with in the free rolls and in these in the big tournaments is, you know, when I hit something, I've been very passive. Like, I'm not looking like, oh, if I've got ace jack and the flop comes, you know, 6-4 jack, I'm not betting it right away, and I'm waiting for other people to bet, and then I'm check raising. And, man, I'm having a ton of success with that, because people are trying to buy pots, and then they're like, oh, damn it, now it's going to cost me more. And you can break people down. So, or sometimes I'll just flat call. Like, I flat called a couple times with aces and, you know, junk boards, pocket aces or pocket kings, and then a guy will throw out a bet, I'm just calling. Throw out another bet, just call. Then the river comes, he throws out a big bet, I raise him. And then he feels like he's forced to call. And, you know, I've lured them along. So that's one strategy that's worked for me lately that's a little bit opposite of what you're saying people are doing.
Which is, well, I mean, if you don't have a good hand, what I'm saying is you can bet people off.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, like second pair or something like that. I'm just firing at those, and, you know, people are folding, or they'll call, and then my hand improves, and I'll play it differently. Ideally, when I have a good hand, which, like I said, I didn't really have many last night, that's always kind of been my strategy, is check call, you know, try to build the pot that way and hide the hand the best you can, which works out really well. And that's the kind of stuff that's fun to play around with while you're doing these tournaments, is work on some of that stuff. So somebody asked, I don't see much difference between Hurts and Watson. You might want to look a little closer. I don't think Jalen Hurts is, I mean, and I know he's a local kid, but that you can't draft people because they're local. So, you know, I think Jalen Hurts' best chance to be successful is to be drafted by the Patriots.
Yeah.
I think if that happens.
It might take a while, but I think it would work.
But, I mean, they were able to win with Brisket, and I think, I do think Hurts has a higher upside than Brisket does.
Yeah. So.
And Lamont says Bill O'Brien has already told the city of Houston where his head at. Rookies mean jack squat to him this year. Yeah. But then why are you trading up in the first round? If you're that just doesn't make any sense.
I don't believe that's going to happen.
Yeah, I just don't think they have the assets.
I don't either. I mean, that's what it comes down to for me. I just don't think they've got it.
Now, if they were to do something and move up and say, trade Bernardrick McKinney, I'd be okay with that. If somebody fell in love with Bernardrick McKinney. But
yeah,
I don't know. All right. Quick break. We'll be right back. More draft stuff. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So I forgot to watch the eating thing.
Oh, I did too. Damn it. So what I've been doing, Fred, a little inside radio here. What are you doing during the breaks?
Usually I'm just kind of looking over to see if anything's moved, especially today with all the draft stuff. But if there's any other stories, I'm kind of catch up on the text line. Okay. That's about it. Not really doing too much.
I've been doing push-ups and kettlebell exercises during the breaks. So now I'm finding myself, when I get back to, like, I start to hear the music, I come back, and it's like, oh, crap, I'm out of breath because I'm old and fat.
That's a good idea, man. I may have to start doing that. I don't have the kettlebells, but I could certainly do push-ups.
Do it. Do it.
That's a good plan.
I'm telling you,
sometimes,
man, these kettlebells. That's if you do make room in your garage for some weights, you can do so many things with one kettlebell that you can, I mean, like you'd need so many weight machines for it. I mean, to do what you can do with a kettlebell. So I'm a big proponent of those damn things now.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that as soon as I get the car out of there. I'm just waiting on the title, and as soon as I have that, it's sold. So and then I got to get something in there to work with. And the cool thing is where I'm doing the show is right next to where my garage is, so I could actually go in there and do, you know, 20 bench presses real quick and come right back. So
I guess you have do you have some personal news or what about your daughter's schooling choices?
No.
Well, do you want me to break some news to you then?
What did she do now?
She posted on Instagram today. Yeah, so slight change of plans, and she's holding a Penn State banner and says PSU 2024.
I see.
I know this is very exciting news to you.
No, it's not. I'm not on Instagram, and it's funny because I texted her about something else today, and she didn't mention it. So
she didn't mention that, the college that you thought was paid for, it's not?
Yeah, well, she's on her own.
Oh, but, really? Okay, well.
I ain't paying for Penn State. You kidding me? I'll tell her the same thing I told the other one. It's like, if you need money, I'll help you get a job.
Okay.
I'm happy to do it. But yeah, I ain't paying for that. You know how expensive that is?
I don't, actually.
Her rich boyfriend's family's going to need to pay for it. So.
Oh.
But Deacon says, yeah, good luck milking an overpair to the river that way, especially online. You're begging someone to catch a garbage two-pair or flush. You always got to be cognizant of the board,
yeah.
Man. You know?
But, if you're betting small, like, there's no point in me running someone off early in a hand where I could keep them in for a little bit longer.
Absolutely. And, I mean, every situation's different. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Everybody thinks O'Brien's going to deal Deshaun Watson to get the first-round pick.
Well, he better get more than one first-round pick.
Yeah. Somebody else says, Fred, I can't tell you how many times I've thought you were a horse's ass sometimes, but I got to say you're a damn good man for the things you're doing for the people. I am
there
a horse's ass. But
that's right.
I try to balance it. I try to be, you know, yeah, I can be a jerk. I can be all kinds of things. But when, you know, people need help and we need to step up, that's what we try to do. And it's like, yeah, if you check off good and bad in your life, I try to break even. You know, that's all.
That's a key way to live it, Fred.
Oh boy. 713-780-ESPN. An Eagles source I know says they're trying to trade up to get CeeDee Lamb, which would make sense.
The Eagles are one of the teams, and there's not too many of them, that it's almost 100% guaranteed that they're going after one specific position. Like, if the Eagles take anything other than wide receiver, I would be shocked. So which that's not necessarily a good thing, because when everybody else knows what you're doing, you know, if anybody else wants a receiver, they may just jump ahead of the Eagles. If they don't, then, you know, I mean, it's basically they're going to be picked through, because they know what any information you have on other teams is a good thing. certainly people have that information on the Eagles.
Yeah, the well, remember what happened to the Texans with Andre Dillard. Everybody, when the Eagles did that to them last year. So, you know, now it may have worked out better for the Texans. It looks like Tytus Howard may be a pretty good player. But, yeah, I think that's I mean, but there are so many good receivers. I mean, I don't know that I'd want to trade up to take one. I think I'd stand pat, and I think I'm going to get a pretty good player there. Unless all of a sudden, you know, everything falls apart. A lot of people say ABC is showing the draft, so you should have access to it that way.
Okay, I may have that. I don't know. I haven't even tried to watch any TV, like that's not digital, like connected through my smart TV. So I'll take a look at it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if it's not, I haven't really watched much of DirecTV except for like Better Call Saul, and then the last couple of days they had a Battlestar Galactica marathon going on, and I watched some of that just because everybody told me it was good, and it just never really captured me. But for the most part, man, it's all Netflix and Amazon and Hulu.
So, yep.
And you know, ESPN Plus some. 713-780 ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Other kind of odd rumor: Chiefs might be open to trading Chris Jones. Did you see that story?
No.
Yeah, apparently, and somebody tweeted it out yesterday, and I just kind of, when I saw it, I almost dismissed it. It was like likely to be on the move, and it was Ngakoue, and then sleeper guy to be on the move, Chris Jones. I'm like, nah, they're not going to do that. They just made room to keep the guy. But apparently they're open to dealing him, believe it or not.
Damn.
Man, 25-year-old pro bowler.
Yeah.
I mean, 9 sacks in just 13 games from a defensive tackle position. I mean, they moved him around a lot.
What are they looking to trade him for? And we know the Chiefs are the team. I mean, what they have, like 200-something bucks in cap room a little while ago? Like, what?
Then they redid they franchised Jones, and then they redid Sammy Watkins and freed up some more money for him. So
basically, but they're saying, and I say this all the time, if you franchise a guy, period, the likelihood that you're going to end up signing him long term, it goes down. It really does, because you can go through the history of guys who get franchised and then sign a long term deal with that same team after they've been franchised. It's a rare thing to happen. Once a team starts franchising a guy, it basically means, yeah, we want to keep you, but we don't want to pay you for the long term yet. And they end up getting that. Sometimes they'll get 2 years of franchise tag, and then they go get money somewhere else. That wouldn't have surprised me, but the fact that the Chiefs are saying this now lets you know, hey, we're not planning on keeping this guy. If we can get anything for him, here's a solid player under contract this year. Obviously, you know the deal with him. You're going to have to pay him. I don't know what the value of the return on that would be, because obviously he's worth more to teams that are either A, looking to, I mean, have a ton of cap room and are looking to rebuild, or B, are really close to a championship. You know, I'll say this, if, and this is maybe a long shot, but if the Falcons can't work something out, we've been saying, they're trying to move up to number two in the draft to get Chase Young. Boy, that's not an awful, you know, awful haul for as like a backup plan, is it?
No, I think that's a pretty.
He's an impact guy.
Yeah, and as much as you think that, realistically, as much as you think, you know, Chase Young's going to be great. I mean, this is a bird in the hand kind of thing. I mean, you know what this guy can do.
Well, I mean, I'm surprised that the Chiefs are doing that, because you have to assume the Chiefs feel like the next season that they play, they've got a good shot to win the Super Bowl again. When you have that, you keep guys like that. It's the same reason I crapped on Bill O'Brien for shipping out Jadeveon Clowney. If you feel like you're a contending team, why not just keep the guy? It doesn't make sense not to.
Agreed.
Unless you can get a great haul back, and I don't think that they'll be able to. Not what they're probably hoping for.
All right, let's squeeze in a call. James, what's up?
Yes, sir. How you doing? I just like I like y'all knowledge of the game, sir. But I just want to say that if O'Brien had a GM, he never would have got rid of Deontay Foreman, because Stevie Wonder could see that guy. He has it. Some people have it, some people don't. That guy has it, and it had to clearly be something personal.
Well, who's he talking about? I'm sorry, Fred.
Deontay Foreman.
I don't know if Deontay Foreman has it or not.
No, and I think where you obviously he had injury problems, but the fact that he didn't make it for somebody else after he left kind of ruins the argument there, unfortunately.
Yeah, like if he'd gone somewhere else and, you know, been a big hit, I mean, that'd be one thing, but he hasn't done that. So he's a guy who, you know, he seems like he would have been a fine backup running back in the league. I mean, he played 11 games and had two touchdowns. I don't think that I know Texans fans were super excited when they drafted him because he was so good in college, but he just
didn't. Boy, he showed flashes that first year too.
Yeah, he did. He did. But when you can get on the game, I mean, he had 7 carries his second year, and apparently wasn't healthy enough to bring back for a third year. So the fact, like you said, the fact that he hasn't latched on somewhere else. To me, that's pretty telling that Deontay Foreman is just – there's. I don't think it's personal. I think it's that Deontay Foreman just isn't that dude that we thought he might be.
936 says, listening to you guys while clearing debris in Onalaska, Texas. Shout out to all the first responders and everyone helping. Tornado did some massive damage here. Yeah, that thing was bad, man. So good on you guys for getting it cleaned up. Hopefully it won't be – I mean, I don't know how bad it was. I mean, you guys are there, so you know, but it sure looked bad from what I saw. Man, this is a lot of ramen noodles. I mean, a lot.
Oh, don't do it yet, Fred. Come on.
No, I'm not going to tell you anything about it. Wait
till the break.
I've got it paused, but it's two full bowls of these things.
Oh, Lamont. He retweeted this dude, Fidoz, F-I-D-O-Z. Bill O'Brien is still buying oil at $75 a barrel. That's about the most accurate Bill O'Brien statement you can make.
Yeah, yeah.
We always say it. He always pays over sticker price.
Yeah, I mean, and he always sells things for half the value.
Yep.
So, hey, I got some good news today before we go to break. I don't know if you saw this, but not only is Westworld planning another season next year, but they're planning two more after that. So I can officially eject now because I thought this was going to be the last year.
Because you don't want to watch two more years of it?
I don't want to watch another episode of it. So I definitely would not be in for two more years.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's good news. All right, let's go to break, but
first I got to tell the people about TGS Insurance, guys. And if you are thinking, man, I'm losing some money, maybe you're out of a job right now, maybe you're just scraping by, you've had to cut back, figure out what you're paying for your homeowner's insurance, please. And once you figure that out, text the word money to 232323. The system's going to ask for your address. You reply back with that, and they'll send you a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And I know you're thinking, oh, how much could I really save? I'm telling you now, I saved over $1,000 annually because I didn't really know what I was paying for my insurance, my home insurance. It was bundled in with something. Then I was like, I compared the savings from my bundle to what TGS was offering. I got better coverage, and I saved over $1,000. That could be you as well. And it took 15 seconds. This company, these savings are real. They've got a nearly perfect online rating with over 800 reviews, and the average customer is saving nearly $900 a year. There's no need to wait till your renewal. TGS will save you money right now and help you get refunded on your previous policy today. TGS Insurance is open right now. Text the word money to 232323. Start saving now.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776. It is draft day, so you can listen to it right here on the station. Also, want to remind you guys that there will be another charity poker tournament on Saturday, so you can listen to the draft while you're playing poker. And basically, all the information's on SportsMap, or you can email promotion@galmedia.com. Also, want to remind you to tune in to NFL draft coverage on ESPN, brought to you by Rexel. Coverage begins today at 6, continues Friday at 5, Saturday at noon. Visit RexelUSA.com to learn more about their services. So did you watch it?
No, I forgot again. Damn it! I gotta pull it up on my laptop so it'll be in
my face. That's why I didn't miss it, because I had it paused so that when we went to break I could watch it.
Yeah, that was a good move.
Brother Bear asking the most disappointing running back in Texans history and lists a bunch of guys. Amon Green by far. That was supposed to be, you were supposed to be getting an elite running back, and he was probably the worst signing before Ed Reed, I would say, because that did not work out at all. That was probably the most disappointing, because you expected him to be useful. And Corey asked, just rewatch the league. Bob reminds me of Andre. What are the odds he drafts Plaxico Burress with the 40th pick? Yeah, I never actually watched that show, so I don't know the character reference. But I'm told it's the same guys who did that Bruise Brothers, and I thought that was kind of funny. It was a little dumb at times. But
it's a good show.
You watched it?
Yeah, I watched it.
Okay, cool. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 214 says, might be a better question for Lance, but I've been watching a lot of video on both Burrow and Akilles Smith, and the similarities closer than you would think. Limited college sample size, poor exit velocity on throws downfield. Both can move around in the pocket, and both came from a one-read college offense. Is the bust potential for Burrow a lot higher than people are putting on?
I mean, I don't know if I'm going to put Akilles Smith on him, but I have a lot of those same concerns. I have big concerns about his deep ball. I mean, I think that if he's in an offense, that's why I said if he's in an offense where he can consistently get the ball out really fast, short intermediate routes, then he can probably have some success. That's what he did at LSU. But also remember at LSU, I mean, he had ridiculous talent all over the field. It's not the same in the NFL. Okay, you don't have top five guys at every single position on your offense. So it's going to be different, certainly.
Yeah, I think if you run a lot of slants and curls and quick passes, and the difference is going to be, in college, those guys would break one tackle and they'd go 80 yards with it.
Right.
That's not going to happen for you in the NFL, and I think that's where the concern comes in. But right situation, I think the guy could thrive. I just don't know if the Bengals are the right situation for anybody.
I don't know if the Bengals are ever the right situation. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Or are they ever the right situation for anything, whatever it might be?
It's the right situation if you have been acquitted of murder or manslaughter or something like that and no one else will sign you. Then it's the perfect situation.
Okay.
Wow. Hey, see, I could find a positive in anything, AJ.
That's true.
Maybe not this Penn State thing, but I could find a positive in anything.
Yeah, exciting to know that your daughter is now going to a school known for a massive rape cover-up?
Well, at least there it was boys.
It was boys, so, that's true. It'd be way more scary if it was your son.
Yeah, or if it were Baylor. So,
Do they have, a third-place matchup on this noodle-eating?
Oh, you got to go to the one. Yeah, they had a third place matchup. I didn't even watch that.
Oh yeah, I'm fast forwarding through that. I mean, listen, we're
not
short on activities.
Not interested. He runs third. Yeah.
It looks like Nick Wary won the third round or the third place contest. But I was like, what happened? I thought that OG guy won, and sure enough, he did. So, Yeah, I'm at the spot. I'm ready to go.
Okay, good, because I'll be expecting a full analysis from you once you see it. But yeah, because I hate when I can't talk about stuff.
Boy, that is a lot of noodles, man.
I know, that's the thing, right? It's a lot more than I thought when they said 10 cups.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's the same as, I guess, the beans were, right? It's two full of those big-ass bowls.
Yeah, that's a lot of food. And with, like, zero nutritional value is the best part of it. It's like, there's nothing there.
Oh,
you're eating
man.
Nothing but sodium and carbohydrate.
God. I mean, because I thought that would be the easiest one. And
no, that's
now
not
that
easy.
I see it.
Yeah,
no.
The easiest one was the bologna. It turned, like, when you look back at it, the easiest one was the bologna. Which 2 pounds of bologna sounded like so much. But then when I actually saw it, I was like, I mean, I don't think I could eat it in 3 minutes, but I could eat 2 pounds of bologna in one in 10 minutes, certainly.
I bet you could do it in five. I think that's the number.
People don't know this about me, but I used to be an amateur food enthusiast. Like I would do food challenges, and I was actually pretty good. So I've won many food challenges. I've gotten many meals for free. I've gotten my picture on many walls by doing food challenges. Now, that's it. That was in my younger days. Now, at nearly 40 years old, I don't know what my body can handle.
Well, it wasn't that long ago you were still doing a bunch of them. Like, especially, didn't you do one, like, after one of your fights?
Yes. But that even that's going back 5 years since I've done that.
Yeah. Jesus, we've been doing this show too long.
Yep.
It's 5 years ago. Hey, can I do a quick shout out to St. Arnold's?
Yes.
Our friends over at St. Arnold's are doing a virtual happy hour and on tomorrow. And it's hosted by the Galveston Historical Foundation. And one of the co-founders is going to get on there and discuss beer. So it's a pretty cool thing. And that's tomorrow from 2 to 3. So just go to their Facebook page for all the information. I'm trying to pass these things around on to people as I get them. So, I know the Texans need a pass rusher. About Sean Oakman from the XFL, he looked good, and he was once a first-round talent. He still looks like a first-round talent. I don't know that he played like one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, physically, that guy's always been he just looks the part. He looks like Jadeveon Clowney. Frankly.
Yeah, but that, I mean, a bigger version of Jadeveon Clowney, but it doesn't always translate, obviously. He's not a great football player.
My honest question, if Deshaun Watson upsets King O'Brien tonight, could he be traded for 4 7th-round draft picks to help the TEAM?
I don't know, there'd have to be some future 7th-round draft picks. I don't think any team this year has 4 7th-round picks, so they would have to take maybe 2 7th-rounders this year and 2 future 7th-rounders.
We talked about this a little bit the other day. If somebody came at them with a monster offer for him,
I'd have to consider it. And there was, that's maybe the biggest, I think everybody was in agreement when we were, kind of bashing them for the Hopkins trade. I got a lot of people like angry that I said they should consider trading Deshaun Watson and just rebuilding altogether. But, I stand by it, man. And not because Deshaun's not great, because he is, but because I don't trust this organization to build a team around him once he gets paid top-tier money. And maybe the best thing for them to do is start to build now on the cheap and hope that you can find another version of Deshaun Watson.
All right, let's take a quick break. Hour number one already in the books. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.